writer and performer, spoken word artist, Michelle Boulay.
Down a little more. Great. Is that doable? Yeah. I think that'll work. No, I think I'm all right. Try to coordinate here. It's trying to like fart and chew gum. Yeah. This is sort of based on a fairy tale, but it's probably more fractured in fae than fairy, so. Anyway, Night of the Renegade Moo. Each evening, they lead old Bess into the barn. When the clumped grass cools so sweetly in the back meadow, when evening shadows magically grow violet in the softening dusk, it might be nice to let her chew in the moist pasture by the light of a filling moon. Fireflies lighting her way. It might be nice to let her sniff the twilight breeze, fragrant with dew and lavender. But each night, they dutifully escort her into the dusty confines of their barn and stuff her bovine bulk into a cramped stall filled with the tang of her own urine, the aroma of sun-baked cow patties ruling the stale air. Why don't they let her stroll through the gentle night fields to munch soft hay, to listen to crickets fiddling their green razor legs with melodic pitch? Do they fear small foxes might sneak out from the shadows, their petite bodies a fraction of the size of Bess's plate-sized hooves? Or do they fear the shy creatures will nibble at her resilient hide before they scuttle back into the brush if she even blinks at them? Or do they fear her own easy nature will transform in the brightening moon, that she'll grow sinister fur and sharp ears, that she'll growl fiercely and salivate over long fangs, chase and devour their precious chickens, leaving random feathers and bloodied tracks in the dusty henhouse? Or do they fear that if they leave her to stroll the darkening fields of clover, contentedly chewing her cud, that when they turn to go lock themselves into their hard little box of a house, that perhaps if they turn back just once more to gaze at her peaceful form gracing the dim meadow, they just might see her hulking shadow gallop willy-nilly through the eerie pasture, her udders swaying riotously, her loud moos resounding like a wild dog's baying. They just might see her take a renegade leap high into the indigo umbrella of stars and fly crazily past the smirking face of the now full moon, far beyond the tiny fences of their small imaginations. And perhaps they fear that while they stand there with mouths gaping and hearts stopped with shock, they'll miss the spoons and forks as they cunningly clamber out of the kitchen drawers to escape into the obscurity of the long dark grass, tinkling and giggling as they run. Thank you.
For a very nice performance. One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay.